The need for affordable housing in Jacksonville outweighs the funding to build it. That was the consensus among city council members who met Thursday to talk about homelessness. Recently appointed Councilman Terrence Freeman organized the meeting to catch up on the history of homelessness in Jacksonville.
But I wanted to learn where we come from in this conversation. And a lot of times when you hear where you've come from, you have a better understanding of where or how we can get to where we're going.
Don Gilman from Changing Homelessness presented the latest figures.
So in our community, on any given night, there's about 250 to 300 people who are, we'll call them street homeless.
That's anyone who's not in a shelter. They're sleeping in cars, under overpasses, or in parks, she says. On top of that, nearly 2,000 homeless people live in shelters or transitional housing. Councilman Bill Gulliford says the city needs to do more.
We are not making a full commitment to housing, affordable housing in this city. That's the problem. If we are going to step it up, we have got to really make a commitment and say we're going to address this problem.
Freeman says council needs to find dedicated funding sources without raising taxes. No legislation has been introduced yet. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.